This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's the 415ers on the Odyssey Sports Podcast Network with 95.7 The Game. That's Mark Randy. I'm Evan Giddings. We're coming at you twice a week here in the offseason, a discussion about Debo Samuel, discussion about the quarterbacks in minicamp, and then we want to finally settle on something that doesn't need a whole lot of discussion, Mark, but Nick Bosa's Canton-like mindset. And this guy is absolutely on the right track for the Hall of Fame. I don't know if he retired today, if he would necessarily get in, but he is certainly on his way. And Steve Wilks, the defensive coordinator, sort of brought that up. But one thing that, you know, of course, is on everyone's mind is maybe not when, but how much Nick Bosa is going to get paid. And I have to imagine, Mark, it's going to be, if not the exact same as Aaron Donald, who's the highest defensive player in football, it'll probably be more. And my guess would be more per year.
Yeah, I agree with you. I'm thinking of Sam Darnold. But Aaron Donald making about $31.6 million annually. That's the NFL's highest paid defensive player currently. If Nick Bosa wants more than that, he will get more than that. It's certainly a negotiation, but the 49ers under no circumstances are not signing Nick Bosa to a contract extension. So if Nick Bosa wants to maximize his money, which he should, he has every right to do so, he and his camp will not sign on the dotted line until he is the highest paid player, defensive player in NFL history. So I think the starting point for me is Aaron Donald's average annual value. Again, about $31.6 million. I would be shocked if it's less than that. It'll be more in my mind. That's what Nick Bosa deserves. That's what he's going to get. And that's what he told reporters earlier this week on Tuesday when he was asked about the contract. One, he says he feels confident that it's going to get done. But he said, quote, "I think I'll get what I deserve." Nick Bosa, you deserve every penny that you want. So he's going to get everything, which is going to be more than Aaron Donald.
Yeah, I agree that he'll look, if it's in the $35 million range, I think that's appropriate. He's coming off his arguably best defensive season as defensive player of the year. If he stays healthy, wouldn't be surprised to see him run up another one. I think he is poised for kind of a J.J. Watt type of run. I don't know if people are familiar with how incredible J.J. Watt was at the beginning of his career in Houston. I know Nick is a little bit older than J.J. Watt was when he went through his string of three Defensive Player of the Year awards. Nick Bosa is going to be turning 26 this season, by no means old. But the question that I kind of have is, are you comfortable with paying a non-quarterback the highest amount of money on the team, and specifically $35 million? Because, Mark, that is quarterback money.
It is, no doubt. Again, I mean, it would be by far blowing out of the water the record for highest paid defensive player. I think 31 out of 32 NFL teams would say, no, we don't want to do that. We want to save up a little bit of money to give our prized quarterback, whoever that might be, a gigantic deal and try to lock him up. Now, that's ideally not 31 of 32 NFL teams don't have that quarterback that is worth that amount of money. But the 49ers and the way that they have set things up, their plan, as we've talked about so many times, has been to try to win a Super Bowl when you have a quarterback that you can rely on and that is good enough to win a Super Bowl, but do it while he's on his rookie contract. Now, for so long, we all thought that was Trey Lance, but it seems now like that might be Brock Purdy. And that's the plan the 49ers have been going for quite a while. A bit of a change up again when it's a different quarterback we all were expecting. But with that plan, if you find the right quarterback, which the Niners certainly hope they have, you can afford to do things like this. Pay Debo Samuel as much as you paid him last offseason. Pay Nick Bosa, maybe potentially $35 million a year, certainly more than $31.5 million a year. You can afford to do those things. And if I'm looking at the San Francisco 49ers roster and the contracts and the money, hell yeah, I'm comfortable with that because the 49ers have a cheap option at quarterback as it currently stands. The 49ers can survive a gigantic contract given to Nick Bosa, unlike few other teams can. Really, simply put, the other Super Bowl contenders could not possibly afford to make this work and keep the rest of the talent the 49ers have on their roster. It's different for San Francisco because they have cheap quarterback options and they can do this. And if I'm in their position, I would absolutely want to, and I would follow through and do it.
Yeah, I mean, I think, look, the 49ers are going to do this. This isn't a question of if they should or not. They will. They should. Nick Bosa deserves to be paid $30-plus million for how good of a player he is. But what you brought up, that last point, is I think where this goes next and in the future, which is what does that prevent you from doing? Because the question when everyone signs a quarterback to $35, $40 million a year is, all right, well, where's that money going to come from? Who does that enable you, or I should say disable you, from trying to go out and acquire? That is a question that the 49ers are going to have to answer after next season, ideally when this extension would kick in. At least I'm assuming it'll kick in, unless they choose to, I guess they could kick it down the road. They could sign his fifth year and then go from there. But I think that he's going to get his money, and I think that the 49ers are then going to be in a bit of a stranglehold, Mark, financially. But that's why I think it puts so much more importance on this year and the type of finale that they would like to have, because then it would make the rest of those difficult decisions easier to swallow if you're coming off a potential Super Bowl appearance or ideally a win. But Nick Bosa, he's going to be, I believe, in the Hall of Fame one day. That's not a hot take. And I think that he deserves the money that he's about to get from the 49ers. So yeah, it's certainly something to keep an eye on. But that'll do it for this episode of the 415ers podcast, brought to you by the Odyssey Sports Podcast Network with 95.7 The Game. That's Mark Grandy. I'm Evan Giddings, coming at you twice a week. Please download the Odyssey app, rate, subscribe to us there, and we'll be talking to you next week. A little bit less to discuss practice-wise, Mark, but I'm sure the 49ers, as they always do, will give us something intriguing to talk about. But that'll do it for this episode. We appreciate you listening to the 415ers podcast. We'll talk to you next time.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.